will second.
Second by Gene K. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Opposed? Motion passed. District budget,
1998-99. Mr. Chair, the subcommittee, Mr. Gene K. and Jim T. Fairbanks, have reviewed the draft 1998-99 district budget, and they're not making any recommendations to it. It's presented in short form to the board, showing all the funds and the non-operating capital expenses. It's indicated previously that we've been going out and requesting request a proposal to design a new water storage facility and align to that structure. And the budgeting aspect of it are in the package for the board to review. Also, during that time, we reviewed the employee compensation factors and basically modified from a 16-step plan to a 5-step plan, which includes some of the 16.5% increase per year. Mr. Simon and his sharp eye saw it, and we're working on 1.5% per month.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was retiring very soon.
So, it does it that way. So anyway, that is, and it suggested that there's no changes in there after the board says that June 17th there's a public hearing on the budget and schedule for that, which would be the next one.
I will make the motion to have the budget adoption at the June 17th meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to schedule the review of the budget for our next meeting.
Yes, and the public hearing.
And public hearing. Roll call vote, please.
Director King.
Yes.
Director Fairbanks.
Yes.
Director Simon.
Yes.
Director Blair.
Yep.
Director Mendoza.
Yes. Motion passed. Okay. And we'll have approval of warrants now.
Jefferville Construction, $21,000.
That's a result of the arbitration. As you may recall, the district held in retention somewhere around $23,000. The arbitrator reduced the retention down to $21,000 to be paid. And we will be reviewing that in closed session at some future date, the particulars of the order.
And that's the end of it? They're not getting any more?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you looking for a motion?
Yes.
TLT, is that the finish on that for the services they install? Okay, well.
Okay, I make the motion that we accept the warrants as written.
I'll second it.
We have a. You might want to have
it. Oh, yes.
I have a motion and a second to approve the warrants.
What's the shifting and for this net? So I was going to say, it's just sort of on my back.
All in favor of the motion?
Yes.
Yes. Opposed? Motion passed. Item 9, manager's report.
Mr. President, the district received a notification from the county planning department of the proposed value to one company area and of the information for the board. This is the area consumption by the proposed value to water company. It sends along on North Thompson Street all the way up to TV Road, and it ends up to Dana Foothill Road, and I think actually almost goes up the top of this year. And then it also goes down to Sierra Nursery, and then underneath that little underpass into an area across the way, a water tank. campsite's about here, and our water camp is about in this location here. So it takes quite a large consumption area. It's my understanding the turnout valve was installed near North Star Road about this location. They will be installing a distribution system from Cheney Road, down Thompson Road, up North Star Road, Dana Foothill Road, and back down to Test Creek, almost to the 60 valve.
So you
have
the turnout
and
the actual valve? Down a little further.
Down
right there, down the corner.
Oh, that's
yeah,
excuse me.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, there was a concrete block right here. I think it was proposed up here, wasn't it? And then yeah, the county.
We moved it down to there. There was a vault, the next vault
to
the north of our driveway,
the nursery. Okay.
That's probably
just a little over
the
direction.
If you guys are,
the
concrete block
broke
down.
Right, that's
where it's going. So, am I correct?
Yep.
And it costs what to put that in?
$12,000.
The valve.
But all it is the valve.
Right.
What's going to cost? What's the cost on the pipe line to put all this pipeline in?
Now, should we offer to pay part of that? No, I mean part of the 12,000, because at some future date we may want to access that too. I think Cal Cities actually should be asked to pay part of it too. And if they don't want to pay part of it, then you know, whatever. But it might be a nice gesture.
Well, I'll just add a couple of things to it. I think there's actually two breakdowns. I don't know what that $2 million.
I don't mean $2 million. I just mean
the $12 million. No, but there's two deals here. One is you put the valve in. That's not the actual fault that does the distribution. The figures I've heard around that about $450,000 required before you get the status. Yeah, just a minute. Then you're talking about $2 million worth of pipe.
Right. And then
we've got
water.
All right.
I'm just talking about
I understand the concept. The only thing that I would suggest to the board that you know if there was in fact a meeting of the minds that something like that could occur, there's a couple steps we have to take. First of all, we would have to apply through the county because under the county / CCWA agreement. You would be required to get some type of county permission to join this project. Second thing is you'd have to certainly go through a CEQA review process in order, because this would certainly be a project within the meaning of CEQA in order to make some environmental determinations. I don't want to throw water over the idea. I just want to give you the ideas of the steps that would be required to go through. And the very first step, in my estimation, before you start going talking with the county and all this other things, is get a meeting of the minds with this water agency so that you know that you're not chasing something that maybe is not attainable.
I don't think they're interested in
that. I don't know.
Well, what I would say is I think, you know, if finding a family is more possible, what you're doing is, you know, it's more like a good faith gesture,
right,
or, you know, it's like a helping hand. This is lowered at this point for, you know, that $12,000. It's hard to aim for, and you know, and we appreciate the gesture. Right now, I think politically, I'm talking about to do that. I think it's the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of issues that your group has to get with the county and the other people on. I think what happened was probably the best thing that could happen, where, you know, we were already in the pipeline to come on board with this project. They shut the pipeline down for a period of time to do a scheduled maintenance. I don't believe the pipeline schedule will be brought down again for another 4 to 5 years, as was explained to us by CCWA. We had a window of opportunity to plunk down $12,000. We may never see it again from our end. We may never finish our project from our end, or we may. But we either put that $12,000 and put that valve on when we did, or that window was closed until the next time the line comes down. And from where we're coming at is, you know, from our
1992 CWA now, as I understand. We gave them $12,000 to reimburse them for the cost of the grant, primarily now on our behalf. At some time in the future, there's going to be additional costs to construct the turnout and the hydraulics and the fiber optics and everything else that's involved. The number that's been flying around lately is about $420,000. And then we're going to, and that's right now that's our full responsibility because there's no other designated players in the area that have any type of agreement with the county and the CCWA to go forward. In the next couple of years, as we're continuing to progress, and the county still has not written the contract. They've written an agreement that we've all, which we have executed, to go forward. What you're seeing now from Mark Etchen is part of their environmental review process. We actually expect them to issue a negative on it because there's already been an EIR prepared by CCWA for the pipeline. We've gone to them and requesting a permit to be able to construct our conveyance pipeline system to deliver water from that turnout to all of our individual members. They're reviewing that as part of CEQA. We're hoping that they're going to issue a NAMDAC and let us construct our pipeline system, which is that we have to show is going to run only on the road right away. My property is located down on 930 Thompson. It's a general one that's right up there along the road. We'll have a valve, like the other members do, that'll come in the meter, that'll come off that main pipeline to Allen, and it'll be my responsibility to hook up from that meter and put it into my irrigation system. That's going to be a matter of running about 20 foot of line from that meter, and then I'll be able to supplement the water that we have from our well with state water. A lot of these things are down the road, and again, I think the businesses, they're notifying what I see as being the interested parties in the area as part of the county's environmental review process. But, like I said, I think it's kind of agreement.
Yeah, I think the board is very pro of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If we can assist anyway,
the only thing I had in mind was, we've been trying to get the emergency valve for emergency purposes. That's all we really were after.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got the valve, and eventually we may want to do something for emergency in case something happens to our water supply because of Casmelia or Union Oil or something. And mm-hmm. I just thought it was a good faith gesture on our part that if you feel that we should contribute part to the $12,000, I think we should be willing to do that. I mean, it's going to eventually be to our advantage to be able to have you as our emergency backup or something. Because if the school does, I don't know where the school's going to go, but if the school goes where they say it's going to go now,
mm-hmm.
we're probably going to have water service within 40 feet of that valve.
Mm-hmm.
So we may want some emergency tie-in the same way we have with Cal City. And I just thought it was a good faith gesture on our part to let the farmers know that we don't expect them to pay for the whole thing if we're going to have some kind of benefit.
And I think, that's, from my standpoint, personally, appreciate it, but I think it's premature.
Right. I just saying we're offering it. If you feel that there's something like that, I think we should do that. If not, but just want you to know that the offer's there.
Well, and I think when the time comes, there's a lot of things that are going to, I think, transpire over the next 6 months, a couple of years. One, if somebody can be judging up the site and draft a contract for us to work with that is going to be the means of deciding how much money we are going to take. We don't own any part of the pipeline, unlike the city standard area.
He's making $100 at the moment.
Right.
Well, you're just we had proposed to go in with the state water in Pismo Beach and said, well, you're going to have to repay for that pipeline. You're going to have to reimburse us money, and you'll probably have to do the same thing in order to use that pipeline.
But not until you hook up.
So
say, you're, nobody pays until you hook up. That's the beauty of what we've got as opposed to what a lot of other people got.
Sure. Well, and what I was just, you know, trying to take this a long way, but what I was going to finish with is, you know, sometime in the future, maybe before they've drawn out our contract and before we've obtained the necessary funding, you guys may have in place the agreement with the county and board supervisors or whatever is necessary, that by the time it comes, when the time is actually there to construct that turnout, put up the $400,000, you know, we may not be the only player involved. And, you know, then CCWA is going to be the administering body of determining, you know, who's going to pay what, and, you know, coming out and saying, you know, probably appropriate, looking at our neighbors, what, you know, are we having? You know, if we put up that entire cost, what we're going to request and require in our contract with the county CCWA is that at any time in the future there are other players pulling out of that turnout, you know, we'll have the cost of the turnout, which, you know, we believe will be fixed plus, you know, interest. You know, like FISMO, we would like to see, you know, based on a usage that, you know, we're reimbursed for, you know, whatever's going to come out of that. And, you know, just common sense. Again, I appreciate the offer. I think that it'd be more of it wouldn't help your cause to be putting up money in this thing right now.
I understand it. I mean, it's one community, and what you're really looking for is something that's going to benefit everybody. It's not a, you know, we don't want what's going to benefit us, and we want to work together and do what's best for everybody. That's the main thing of this whole thing.
Sure.
For the record, could I get your name and an address, please?
Yeah, this is Mark. And my address is 930 North Austin. I'm sorry, I didn't look over here. In the surgeon.
Okay.
Special treatment has been.
Yeah, we need to set a slide.
Yeah, I should give John the phone.
Okay, other items?
Yes.
The FDA, local board yet, and I'll let Val be taking over. Just briefly go through it.
One of the things that we decided was that whoever's office the meeting was going to be held, they were going to provide secretarial service. So the next meeting is going to be at John Wallace and Associates. But we did have our first meeting. The first thing on business, and I'm going to pass this out to you right now. CSDA board members, their terms, and the offices that they hold. Bill Van Orden from Templeton Community Service District, who is our general manager, was elected president of the board, and that was on the basis that staff actually has more time to run your organization than directors do, because most directors are working, and most staff have some time that they can devote to. The vice president is Bob Blair from our board. And the Secretary of Treasurer is Gina Davis from the Oceano Community Service District. And what we have here is the board members, some of their vitals, you know, where they live and what their phone numbers are. And I also add in there who our last board representatives are, who their past presidents are, and who are the other people that normally staff the board of directors meetings. So it's just kind of a list there. The primary focus of this board was to establish educational and awareness programs. They hope to establish two classes on different topics during their year. They hope to have at least one or two meetings where they would invite small, unstaffed special districts to sort of a learning session about how to organize a board meeting. Brown Act. They're going to hold a social get-together in November right after the election for the purpose of meeting all of the newly elected board supervisors and so on and so forth like we typically do. And then one innovative program that we're really looking at is we're going to invite the district attorney to a board of directors staff meeting with the goal of getting the district attorney's office hopefully to enforce the criminal aspects of our ordinances. Anyway, that's my report.
And the last thing is there just a little article on the California Vehicle Wars Act that came out that there's a move in California to do away with car tax, and the governor of Oregon has proposed to cut the car tax and give it back to people keeping the e-rack on it. So that's all I have.
Okay. Director's comment?
I think we're going to get the car tax back. Regardless of what the city's doing, it's politically expedient for the politicians to do it at this particular time, and I think we're going to get it back. I feel this way: if they'd have taken my car tax and spent it on roads, I wouldn't mind getting them keeping it. But seeing how they spend it on everything but roads, I want it back. That's my opinion. So, I mean, they can find, they can keep it.
Do you want to hear a cynic's comment on that, Bob?
Right.
I think Wilson's given us the car tax back, so he doesn't have to give the governmental agencies back the ERAP money.
Yeah. Right, I think they're going to have to get back. But I think, as a public citizen, not on a board member or whatever, the reason I think that school thing passed is because not so much because it had to do with bilingual education, it had to do with they were screwing around and wasting the money. And I think most people realize they're wasting the money, so they voted for it. And this is the same thing. They wasted the money on a car tax. And if they're not going to put it to roads, I mean, most people think that stuff should go to roads. At least that's what I think. You know.
The thing is, they'll give it to you with one hand and they'll take it with the other.
Well,
because
right.
It's going to be...
Right.
Because most governmental agencies and districts will have to increase their rates because you're not getting the property tax allocation. So,
do you have any district business comments?
Well, I hope we have a start in the settlement of the pressure problem out there at Summit Station.
I do too.
Because this can't go on much longer.
No.
It's not yet anymore, and even to have a neighborhood meeting like they recommended, it wouldn't go anywhere because they all are pretty well set in their minds that the system's not working, and no matter what we say, they're not going to listen. It's just the way they are. They live with the problem out there, and I can understand where they're coming from.
Well, now they are working on the problem, helping to solve the problem.
So hopefully, maybe this will be a first step, but this will eliminate that fear that they think that the volume isn't in the pipeline. If they go ahead and put on all these pressure pumps in their individual systems, and they all fail, but it's going to make us look bad. So this way, let's try a test and see where it goes. If it doesn't work, we go somewhere else. We'll do something else.
Yeah, as soon as the person volunteers, then we'll go ahead and purchase the phone.
Right.
I think with that the board and the staff has to be proactive, as you say, because we keep hearing about this, just like dealing with John and his request for some response to his request. I mean, he never gets any response. The next meeting he asks about it again, nothing happens. I kind of feel like that we've been dealing with a pressure system up there that, you know, that we discuss it and nothing happens. We discuss it, we don't resolve it, and we can't go on like this with John or with a much greater issue, the low water pressure up there.
Yeah, you know, with respect to John, that request has been made many, many months ago. In fact, when I first came in, I was sent down to a absent parent requesting response, and I talked to him on the phone. I'm not sure how many. In fact, I called him again this week.
How would you feel if you requested something and that was happening to you?
I told him that, and I wrote him a letter back saying that we're reviewing it. It's not a request for information.
Yeah, there's two things here that. I don't want to.
It's a legal aspect. I can write a response to it, but.
Yeah, but he's asking. I agree with what Alex is, president is saying about getting responses back to the public. But you have to understand what he is asking is for the district to pay top dollar for their water law lawyers to respond to a public request. And it sort of, not that he shouldn't give one, but it sort of goes along the same lines that once you establish a policy that you're going to get your water law lawyer involved in public requests back and forth, you could find yourself on the full employment end of our water lawyer. Now, I'm not saying that with a sense of humor, not that, but you know, the board did direct staff to forward that letter on, and that's probably what is going to be the sieve, is whether or not the board directs staff to get their water law lawyer involved in responding to these requests, because you're gonna get, odds are you're gonna get more. I just bring that to your attention.
Well, however course you take, the way we're doing it now isn't working. It doesn't feel good or look good. We treat them as a nuisance, and we shouldn't be doing that. That's the way I feel.
I think we're just providing a platform for him. He's not on our side, you can bet your bottom dollar on that. And he's going to work us just as much as he can. And I'll tell you, I think I would make a recommendation, Alex, that you get something in that says 3 minutes, because this guy goes over 5 minutes every damn time.
Well, we also talked about how long would it be somewhat relaxed when the time isn't critical, and that's how we dealt with today, that all of these people took over 3 minutes. But
we've got a 3 minute limit, and I think we should stay with it.
Well, it's been left up to the president to use discretion in this, and today I chose to do it that way. We had 20 people wanted to speak, but given them each 3 minutes. I'd like to hear from the rest of the board if they think we should be strictly 3 minutes all the time and do it that way.
No, I think it's you have to give. Like, we've got the problem with Mr. Bolzano, and if you cut him off, it makes it worse. I think they let him run down and say.
Yeah, he does. You have a red light.
I know.
They don't care who you are. Well, Red did it the other day.
That's a different system. We're not county. You have to listen to these people, and I've heard the same arguments over and over again on some of the station. I had a one-way conversation with Mrs. Jenkins today for an hour and a half on the phone, and so I heard it all before, and I heard it again this evening. So you let them speak, you know, but we have to have some action. We have to start showing them that we're getting some solution to the problem.
It'll light like the county has.
County's more complex, more.
I should be president.
No, I don't want to, but I mean that's one way of doing it.
Any other directive comments? Not. Are we going to close session?
Well, I think we should briefly, just to go over Napoma Community Service District versus Shell Oil.
Okay.
And that's pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9.
Okay. We're going into closed session.
You can handle it. Let's see. Let's see.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There he is. I didn't know he was coming.
Yeah.
Hard work. He's
in the town. He's in the
town.
In the town. Up in the road. No. He just comes. He comes in. I haven't seen him for a while. I saw him last week.
Well, I got to survive. He's coming.
I know. I don't
know.
You're limping again. What happened to the Lakers? I haven't heard you say anything about the Lakers. You said they were going to eat it. You're not very good. Jack isn't the whole team.